Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Our Ask Lou segment, sponsored by Lindholm Roofing. Their family has your family covered. That is Mr. Fix-It, Lou Manfredini, who you hear every Saturday morning on WGN. How are you today, Lou?
I'm doing great. How about you, Lisa?
Good. Hey, if you have a question or you want to get in a quick call, 312-981-7200. There are some people that wrote me some scathing text messages last week, Lou, because we didn't get to their question. Like, okay, Saturday. You could call them Saturday.
I'm not trying to get you in trouble, okay?
Well, Erin was the first to send one. She said she had a dream that she had me over for dinner. She's going to share those details. But she said she has a sloppy husband, and she's looking for any cleaner to get blacktop driveway seal coat off of their house siding.
So there is a asphalt tar remover that you can get at the hardware store. It's a pretty strong chemical, but if you go to the hardware store in the paint section, like where they have the turpentine and the mineral spirits and whatnot, there will be a bottle of tar remover. I believe it's like a version of naphtha, which is the chemical. And if you wear some gloves and pour that onto like a Scotch-Brite pad and then go with the grain of the vinyl siding, it should break it all down, and then use something as simple as dish soap and warm water to get the additional residue off of that.
You should see the scary face she added to that text. I think she's ready to kill her husband over it, so I'm glad you could help. Another question for Lou. I hear running water, no leaks anywhere, and I have low water pressure. Does that mean I have a leak in the main?
It is possible, and you know, depending on where you live, the water department will typically come out and test it, and they do have a way. They'll bring out what's called a key to be able to turn the valve out of the street on and off. And they actually, Lisa, it's actually quite amazing. They have a device that looks like the earpiece of an old telephone, like the old one where you put the earpiece up to your ear and then you talk into the microphone. And then there's a long rod that is just a piece of metal. And they stick it into the ground to touch against the pipe, and they turn the key off, and if the water is still running, then it's on the city side, and it's the city's responsibility. If they leave it on, they turn the water off, and it's still running, that's on the city side. If they turn it off and it's not running, then it's on your side, and then you have to hire a plumber to fix it.
Okay, let's hit the phone lines. Dan is on line one. Hey, Dan, what's the question about your powder room?
I'm considering putting a powder room in the basement. Give me some thoughts, some ideas before I go and invest a lot of money doing this. I'm in a frame house that is 100 years old. I've been flooded 2 times in 33 years.
Well, okay, so if you don't have any underground plumbing currently there, it's a concrete floor.
Concrete floor with underground plumbing.
Oh, so it's already roughed up? You already have the spot to be able to put a toilet and run the water lines and whatnot?
I'm hiring out, but yes, I could get that done.
All right, well, if you already have the piping there that you can, that's sticking up, you know, that it's roughed in for a bathroom, then certainly adding something like that is a lot more affordable than having to dig up and put all that in place. Typically, if you don't have that, most cities and municipalities will make you put in a ejector pump, like a pit and an ejector pit and a pump, and you'll run the bathroom into that, which also helps with backup if you ever have backup, because the pit would take a bunch of the water if there was ever a backup, and there's also a check valve on the pump. And then all the piping goes into that, you run the water line, and you have this lovely powder room. There's also a company called Quick John that makes an above-ground, what's called a macerating toilet. And you can put that on the ground, and all you have to do is run a water line to it and then a one-inch pipe out of it, and you can even run a vanity and a shower. And the whole thing costs about $1,500, which is way cheaper than having a plumber dig up your basement. And for a spare bathroom, it's awesome.
That's called Quick John?
Quick as in Q-I-K, John, J-O-H-N.
Oh, cool. That's good. And line two, yeah. You're on with Lou Manfredini. I think it's Ray. What is completely filled with mud?
I have two drains in my backyard, completely filled, clogged with mud. I tried to go in with my hand to get the mud out. Impossible. So my question for Lou is, what type of a service contractor could I call to come out and get those drains cleared?
A plumbing contractor that does sewer work can either bring in a water jet or an auger to go into that and, you know, under pressure, will not only loosen up the drains in there and get rid of the mud, but then they'll have a high-pressure hose that with a water jet, basically, and they'll blast it all out.
And Jim Ayu is on line three. I know Jim. He's a longtime WGN listener, and he was the high bidder at a charity auction we were having, and so we got to do the architectural cruise together. Hey, Jim, what's your question for Lou?
Hi, I've had the same HVAC guy for 20 years. My furnace is 6 years old. I got this thing called a smart thermostat. And I noticed over the weekend that the fan always runs on very low. And Dennis said, yeah, that's normal. But I'm wondering, all right, does that shorten the life of the furnace?
Well, you should be able to adjust the fan. You should be able to adjust the fan operation with your Wi-Fi smart thermostat to auto instead of fan all, you know, running all the time. In particular, in the weather we're at right now, where you may not want that. But the fact of the matter is, an electric motor just wants to run. And so, you know, it's the starting and the stopping of a fan that probably lessens the life. But blower motors tend to be pretty reliable. I think that ultimately, depending on how you use your heat and your air conditioner, I would put it on auto, reset that thermostat, and make sure that it's wired properly, and it shouldn't be running if the system's not running.
And Lou, the final question comes from your buddy, John Williams. I'm like, why don't you just text him, John? No, I want you to ask the question.
Okay.
It's about a gas fireplace. He wants to know if the flue should be left open, because then somebody quickly texted and said, you'll die of carbon monoxide poisoning, so...
Well, if it is not a ventless gas appliance, which they do make ventless gas appliances, yes, the flue absolutely should be open when you're using a gas fireplace. There is carbon monoxide with any combustible flame, no matter what. Even with what they call a ventless, there's a slight bit of carbon monoxide. And so it's always a good idea to keep that flue open.
All right. Thank you so much for joining us, Lou, Saturday morning at 6, right?
You got it. We'll talk next week.
Mr. Fix-It Lou Manfredini on 720 WGN.